Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Dancing like a stripper.
Wonk, wonk.
Gay, fun, and awkward. Name of our sex tape.
Chucham Tatsu.
Yay! I'm sure they have disciple orgies all the time.
All the time.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Promete una bolsa de tenis.
Fuck off. What is wrong with you?
Don't, not into the mic. I'm telling John. I'm telling John. That's not okay. Eating. I mean, you are the one with headphones, so I guess, you know, you did that to you. This is bad ASMR.
Yeah, this first bite was definitely better than those last two.
Yeah, that first one was very loud.
Like very crunchy.
It was super crunchy. Shannon actually does sit, like, I am disgusted when we used to eat on the podcast, and I would be listening to it later and be like, and Shannon was like, I don't mind. And I'm sitting there listening to our mouth noises, and I was like, how do you not mind?
And you know what? You did that to you. You did that to yourself.
Listen, I used to be drunk on when we were podcasting, so, you know, we were drunk and eating snacks.
Cheese.
We were drunk and eating cheese.
So just drunk you, torturing future sober you.
Correct.
Which, you know what, that's just what being drunk is just torturing your future self.
Yes.
You guys, we have a guest here.
Woohoo!
Wasn't sure if you noticed.
Oh,
maybe
when did that happen? I don't remember when that happened.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
You guys might have to make out, you know.
Hi, I'm Logan. I guess this one I would be friend of the show. On the other one, I'm my official title is now enemy of the show.
Ooh.
Fancy.
Friend of the show. So this is one of our friends from PenguinCon, for those of you who remember our old fun and ridiculous PenguinCon episodes. One of our friends is here.
Yep, from Demon Lobster.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, I miss PenguinCon, although it's been looking a little rough last couple of years.
Has it?
Yeah, with the pandemic stuff, they haven't handled it well.
We haven't gone back since, and I think
since the pandemic.
I think it's just because, like, we went to hang out with friends and to present cool panels, and it's just, like, since 2020 has just been, like, meh to us, and I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it.
Well, there was the fact that, so we did the online programming, and there was the one year where they didn't let us use our own link.
Oh,
they were,
yeah,
like, you can't use your own link for the online programming.
Yeah. And we did it anyway.
Yeah. Oh,
we did it anyway, but we emailed everyone and told all our friends.
That's sneaky. But also, like, why would you try to block people like that? That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
We had to, you were supposed to use their Zoom so they could control everything or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
So there was that, and that soured it for both of us. And then for me, there's too many people who I don't like there anymore. And I thought, wow, that is five whole people who I really, really, really don't want to see. And really, it used to just be one. It used to be one person who I really despised and wanted to avoid. And I saw him every single PenguinCon.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that it's up to five people who I despise and want to avoid, that's too many.
Yeah. I mean, well, might I suggest then a new thing that you...
That we host our own?
Yes. That MoreCon.
That MoreCon.
That MoreCon!
Have we not been pitching that to John for 4 years?
Oh, LobsterCon.
LobsterCon.
Yeah, we've been pitching LobsterCon for a while, and if he's going to drop the ball, then that MoreCon.
MoreCon!
I
don't have as much equipment as John.
I will pre-order tickets.
We will that MoreCon in his basement, because he has all the good shit.
Okay, backing up.
I mean, I guess we could that MoreCon here and just set up the studio all weekend. And everyone else can hang out outside and drink and eat. And
yeah, I was gonna say
have
the
fun
for LobsterCon,
and
was
then
not to
come in and podcast every once in a while.
It was not to podcast the whole time. That was not the that was never the point.
It was just to hang out with your friends and play video games and podcast.
Play games, play some board games, maybe have a couple of drinks, maybe a recording somewhere in there, and maybe we can convince John to do some chaotic roleplay thing.
This is what we need then. I can totally host That More Con.
That More Con!
I need someone with a pop-up trailer.
Okay.
Or some sort of fifth wheel trailer so my friends can sleep in the trailer all night for the weekend. It'd be nice if that came with a potty. If not, we'll need a port-a-john. Just because I don't want everyone pooping in my one toilet all weekend long. We need to distribute that.
Poo distribution system. Right.
I think that's it. And then everyone can bring food. I have enough alcohol. Stop bringing alcohol to my house. I already have enough. I have all the wine, all the beer, all the booze. Stop bringing shit when I have a party, because Shannon serves.
Yeah, no, your garage is just full of alcohol. It's like its own bar out there.
It is. Because people, every time we have a party, people just keep bringing alcohol. And I'm like, please stop. I bought a bar for the party, and now I have two bars.
Oh, my goodness.
And y'all don't drink as much as you used to.
Well, we're getting old.
I know.
I'm finally getting towards...
my husband can only drink so much beer.
So
like a case is his max. And when there's five cases that roll up and he's the only one pounding them, like that is no bueno.
A lot of people from Michigan, we're getting sick of beer. There's so many microbreweries all over the freaking place. Sorry, Scott.
Oh, by the way, I had some of those. I was going to offer you some of that tonight.
Sorry, Lord Applesauce. I have absinthe on my bucket list. So
we need to take you to New Orleans.
When we went to New Orleans, Shannon kept calling it absent, and I kept making fun of her.
It's absent.
Absent.
Absent. Absent.
Absent.
Absent. It's, hey, I specifically.
It's a side effect of the drink.
I specifically wanted to try that, okay?
And you did.
Specifically. My daughter says pacifically.
Pacifically?
Yeah. Even though we try to correct her.
That is the wrong body of water for
that
city.
Yeah, that is. Specifically the wrong body of water for that city. Yeah. Well, hello. That was a long ass cold open with an introduction.
Yeah, love that for us.
Love that for us. I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth.
You know, whenever I get my hair cut fresh, I look real gay.
You need to go to a proper barber.
Are you mocking my $17 barber?
No, I think you'd have a better time.
It looks
a black-owned barber shop.
No, you're not wrong about that.
And they would give you a cool fade.
I know.
And draw designs in your hair if you wanted.
I'm aware.
Actually, they probably draw designs in your hair regardless.
I'm aware. Okay, so first, here's...
Your white-ass Dexter barber.
I'm aware.
Just gave... You look like a page boy. I'm seeing it now. Like, you have an 8-year-old church haircut.
I'm aware. I pay... It looks fine in a week. I paid $17 for this hair. This is one of those you get what you pay for situations.
But like, is that not like a rite of passage as far as like, you know, like having the gay haircut is looking like a 17-year-old boy regardless of your gender?
Yes, I'm doing it right.
Okay, I just wanted to check because, you know, straight dude, I can't make the declaration. I have to ask. Very important rule.
Yeah, no, I know that when my haircuts are fresh, they don't look great and that I look very gay, but this is what I paid for. I paid my $17 for my $17 haircut. It was even worse when I go see Jeannie. She's worse. It's worse. Jeannie's worse than Stephanie.
There's got to be a good one in Ann Arbor.
Is it?
Not for $17.
No, but someone cut ball player's hair. Somewhere.
Is it worse because it's more gay, less gay, too short, more short?
The like fades really bad. It's really blocky from here to here. Is that where you were going with that?
No.
Where were you going?
It's fine. Your hair's fine. I just like to fuck with you.
I think there's shade there, right? I'm detecting shade. I feel like I'm detecting shade.
There is
Maddie.
Like a line just, on this side that, yeah, it's
that's
like
just
a little
my
blocky.
That's my bangs.
Yeah.
That's my bangs that I swooped.
Over here.
And they're all hanging out right there.
Oh, okay.
That's my...
So it's not fade shade.
No. That's me just getting my, like, the bangs out of my way, and they are all just sort of sitting there together. That's what's going on right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I did look at it when I was at home, and I was like, we'll have to style this.
So you do look different. Like Joseph with short hair, do you think?
What? Do I look like him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Funny story about that. Okay. So first time I had my hair cut short, I was probably 19 or 20. And so that summer, I was 20 that summer when I went home from school. And I was 19 that summer when I went home from school, and Joseph and I were still sharing a bathroom. Like, I was staying at my parents' because I lived in the dorms, and like out of the corner of my eye in the bathroom getting ready, I would get confused. I would be like, there would be two of me. We looked so similar with the short hair. It's weird.
Yeah. So you'd see yourself out of the corner of your eye, and you thought it was like Joseph behind you. Like, what?
Or like, right. Or like he would walk in and I would think that it was me. Like, you know, like you're looking down and then you're like, why did I just walk in? A little inception. Door? Yeah. A little inception, a little time travel, a little, you know, space wormhole. A
little variant action going on.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly, like, I regret not having some sort of way of like knowing you guys when just much longer than I do know you. I mean, we are approaching the point now where it's almost been a decade. And
I pointed that out to Shannon the other day.
Yeah, and it's...
She didn't believe me.
And it's not long enough.
Aww. That's the opposite of what everyone else would say. Everyone else is like, wow, I've known you for way too long. Ugh.
I know. I think about when we started sword lessons, and that's almost 20 years. Oh, and I'm goodness. Like, what the fuck?
I always pay attention to the socials when you're posting all your sword stuff. And like there's a part of me that wants to do it, and then
do it.
And then there's a part of me that remembers that while I'm 36, my knees are 80.
Hey, they are all 36 at this camp. I'm the oldest one at 46. So
no, but I've got shop knees. I've been working in shops, walking concrete.
Just bring your ibuprofen. For
18
and
years.
You're icy hot. And as a white belt, I mean, your thighs and your arms are going to hurt more than your knees, because you're going to be doing repetition of learning shield circles and sword hits. So, and blisters. So bring gloves, ibuprofen, icy hot.
That's the other thing too, is even though I've been working in shops, I do have... Yeah. Calluses. I have the softest hands.
Oh, you have the softest hands.
I have no calluses on my hands because I do the soft quality lab work. So I get to
I'll be fine. There. You take like 4 ibuprofen in the morning and you throw some Kahlua in your coffee and you're good to go.
Oh, goodness. I I can't do coffee.
I'm not particular.
I actually worked at a...
So some vodka and your orange juice.
At a roastery
whatever.
At one point. And let me tell you, if you're looking for the caffeine buzz, try having your being elbow deep in coffee for 10 hours straight.
You just get like buzzed on the...
Oh yeah, I had dilated eyes most of the time. Oh my gosh. Would only sleep like 3 hours a night.
Get out.
It's bad. You can actually... because those are shampoos, right? Where it's got caffeine and stuff in it. So you can absorb caffeine in through your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are in grounds and freshly roasted beans all day.
And you're just breathing that all day.
Mm-hmm.
You guys should be wearing masks.
And gloves.
And
full
gloves.
Hazmat suits.
Yeah.
Where were your hazmat suits?
Coffee hazmat
suits. They didn't give us hazmat suits. I did develop an absolutely useless skill there, though.
Which was?
Yeah, I can smell your coffee and tell you what country it came from. Unless it's
what?
Unless it's organic, in which case I'll tell you that it's organic because it smells just a little bit like poop.
Amazing.
Are you sure it's not that fancy bat guano coffee?
It is not
to begin with.
It's not the bat guano coffee. It's cats.
Oh.
They eat the fruit.
Uh-huh.
They eat the fruit that's got the coffee beans in it, and then they poop out the beans, and then somebody goes out, collects the beans, and then they roast that.
Ugh.
And ugh. No thank you. Hard pass.
That's a choice.
They do it, man.
I know.
It looks super fucking expensive.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, that's a road we went down.
What a story. What a story.
So what have you, do we have white guys we hate?
We do. We do. Okay. So you guys,
No, it's not you, Logan. You are.
This is not Demon Lobster. You are beloved here.
You are on the safe list.
You are. You are treasured.
Actually, I think all the guys on Demon Lobster are on the safe list.
That's right.
None of them are white guys we hate.
None of you are white guys we hate.
We're all spoiled.
You're all white guys we would like to clone. So.
Oh, don't do that. That's how you get paradoxes. They have this whole thing at work where they're like, it's like, well, Logan's never wrong. It's like, well, if there's two of me, I'm going to be arguing with myself, and they're both going to be right. But not saying the same thing.
Oh, that's a terrifying thought. Yes. Okay. So Facebook went down today.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been getting a lot of those, like, people, somebody else trying to take over my Facebook and, like, reset the password. And I was like, oh, motherfucker, not again. Right?
A lot of people thought that.
Because it's been happening to me a lot lately.
A lot.
And so I was sort of like clicking through and I was like, well, none of this is making any sense. And so then I Googled Facebook and, of course, all of X, Twitter was talking about it. And Melon said, you can read.
Because his head looks like a melon.
And also it's his name, his name with an M at the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Milan.
Mm-hmm. Milan.
Melon. Was just like, if you can read your updates here, it's because our servers are working.
Hi, puppy. I don't know what is wrong with that man at all.
Tiny penis.
I'll fully admit that, like, a decade ago, I thought, like, oh, he's doing some cool stuff.
Yeah, same.
Then, okay, wait, this is the importance.
Same.
Is the importance of having someone, like a, what do you call that, public relations person. He used to have a public relations person, and that person made him seem cool and smart and like a liberal. But turns out, he's just a fucking
D-bag.
He's the biggest D-bag.
Yeah, that sounds like you and I were reading something very similar, where it's like the important part about being a billionaire, which, as we all know, there's no way of being an ethical billionaire, is that you need to be quieter than your PR, and he stopped doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it used to work. It worked for him. Well, because he was the Tesla guy, right? Vehicles that are electric, who's going to want that? You know, left-leaning people, probably. So, like, that's where his PR was. And, I mean, he always seemed eccentric to me, like a fucking weirdo. Like, I didn't ever really think I would like him, you know, but, like, I just thought he was eccentric, genius, billionaire, you know, investing in good technology. But turns out he's just, like, psychopathic douchebag.
Elitist.
It's Nepo baby time. It's like we all find out about the Emerald Mines, and then we start finding out that even his dad thinks he's a douchebag, and then turns out that he wasn't actually the founder of Tesla.
Right, that part!
So he's over here. It turns out that he bought his way in the same way that he did with PayPal, which I also found out at one point in time.
I thought he was one of the founding... Like
no,
six people.
He isn't. He's bought his way into everything. Oh. And then it turns out, too, that once upon a time, he wanted to rename PayPal X. And then so this whole naming Twitter thing X is literally a childish rampage because he didn't get to name the other thing X.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but also he has a weird obsession with it, like some fucking edgelord, because his children are named. Yeah, all of his children. Like Xavier is the dead name. Sorry, is the dead name of his trans child. And also the one that's like AEXEA12. And then his daughter with Grimes is named Exa. Like all of his children's names begin with X.
I will take a Diva Muffin and a U Moon Unit over any of those names any day.
It's like, is he? I think what he's trying to do is he's trying to have enough kids to, first of all, try to like.
He will never catch up with Nick Cannon. Okay,
he's. I think
never.
My guess is that his goal is to like secure his legacy, mm-hmm. with, like big air quotes, the same way that like fucking Genghis Khan did. But I think what he's trying to do is if you line up all his kids in the correct order. That it's just the dial-up sound.
I love it.
That's the only thing
he
that
does
I can...
have, like six or seven kids with like a bunch of baby mamas, doesn't mm-hmm. he?
Yeah,
but he's I gross. Don't think he has yet to have four children in 1 year from four different women. Yeah. So, like, we'll give that one up to Nick Cannon. I think it was three that 1 year. I like to exaggerate. So, it was definitely more than two.
He has 11 children.
Well, who is he? Eddie Murphy? Snoop Dogg?
Right? I mean...
How many does Nick Cannon have now?
Okay, hang on. Well, now we gotta look.
Now we gotta look. Make it stop. Dude, at least... I think Eddie Murphy has a few wives, but those have been long-term relationships, not just like populating the earth.
He only has 12. Oh. He's only beating Melon by one.
Nick Cannon only has 12?
Nick Cannon, I thought... Well,
how
listen.
Many is he expecting this year?
I have no idea. I don't know.
He's a weirdo.
He is a weirdo.
I can't believe like Mariah Carey left him. Truly. Like she's a weirdo too, but like holy crap.
Truly.
He's like, I want 12 babies. And yeah, she's like, fuck you.
It's wild that Melon has 11.
That is wild.
Yeah.
How many does Snoop Dogg have?
Oh.
Do it. I think his have been, and you vamp, Logan, vamp. I think Snoop Dogg's has been with his same wife.
Because as I say, Snoop Dogg, he's like he's on the up and up.
Yeah,
he's a good daddy.
He's
been with his wife for a while now.
Yeah.
And has, you know, fewer felony charges than Martha Stewart.
Four? Snoop Dogg only has four. Four wives or four kids?
Four kids.
No. He has more than
four spawn?
Are you on the Wikipedia page? It's only four? I swear to God, I thought it was like eight.
You know what? That's probably, again, that's probably like
racism.
The...
What about LeBron James? No, it's not racism.
I was going to say like un-PR, like PR of like a false information
three.
Campaign to give him more street cred.
I love it. Give him more street cred by giving him 12 kids. LeBron has three. Responsible young black men.
And then there's, as Maggie puts it, Melon, Milan.
11. Miller. His kids all hate him, guaranteed.
I mean, I want them to all hate him. No, his daughter, his trans daughter, fucking hates him.
Yeah.
She changed. She fucking hates him. Not regular.
Do you think
hate.
She's still getting money from him when he dies?
That's a great question that I don't know the answer to, but he won't. He misgenders her and deadnames
her. And donates it all away. Like, so, just stands out in front of Walmart and, like,
she doesn't
all
even
the money
use his
away.
Last name anymore.
Yeah.
Like, when she went to change her name, yeah, she changed the last name, too. Like,
yeah.
she does not use her, yeah. So, again,
Tahini.
Yeah, Tahini. I apologize for dead naming you on the podcast. Tahini.
That's a good place joke. Tahani's
yes.
parents.
Yes, I
misspelled it Tahini in their will.
I absolutely love the Good Place.
Yes.
That was one of the most perfect shows.
It was a perfect show. It had the perfect ending. One of the best series finales ever. I was 1000% satisfied with that.
I think nothing wrong, no notes. The best part of that ending was really about your true end being your own choice.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like it was a proper level of melancholy for that show.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the theories line up with a lot of the, and I hate to call it pagan and Wiccan theories of what our lives are really like, but there's a whole fucking universe out there. We are idiots if we think we're the only ones, and idiots if we think Loki really isn't holding the timelines together for us, because he probably is. And there's a dozen of you around, there's a dozen of me around, and we've been around forever.
So there was actually a really cool, this is a completely wild tangent, if you're cool with it.
I am cool with it.
So this is related to the Loki thing, where there is a hypothesis going around right now that the Christian God is actually Loki. That what has happened is that he went through and killed all of the other gods except for Baldur, because that would set off
Ragnarok.
And then what Loki didn't account for is the Greek gods, and that the four horsemen aren't the four horsemen, but are actually Zeus, Ares, Hermes.
Shannon is thinking fishy and little bitch right now. I can see it. I can see it. I can see it.
Little bitch. What?
It's Shannon's favorite joke. Okay. I just wanted to call it because I can see it on her face. Ahead. All right. So Hades gets two new dogs and he says to Persephone, he's like, oh, look, here's my new dogs. I named them after my brothers. And her eyes sort of get little. She goes, you named your dogs
hellhounds.
Your hellhounds.
After your brothers?
After your brothers.
Who you low key hate?
Zeus and Poseidon. He goes, I named them fishy and little bitch.
Every time we watch Percy Jackson, I'm like, stop being a little bitch, Zeus.
So, anyway, the
Four Horsemen.
Yes, the Four
are
Horsemen.
Zeus and his brothers.
Ares, Hermes, and then specifically Thanatos.
Okay.
Because the last one is saying that death riding the final horse, which the color of the horse is actually up for debate, not necessarily a pale horse, but has Hades follow behind, not hell. It specifically says Hades. So the idea there is that it's Thanatos being followed by Hades. And that it's the apocalypse is actually the Greek gods coming back to show Loki what for.
Ooh.
Yes. And so Loki has written in his book, it's like, oh, if you see these guys, you need to band together and stop them.
Yes.
It's a whole plot to stop the Greek gods from coming back.
Oh, that's great. I am here for that ride.
I love mythology crossovers so much, especially when it puts like this weird twists on the Christian mythology.
Because we don't know. My mom is Christian. I was raised Christian in the Episcopal Church, and she would come up with weird theories like that all the time. One time she was like, what if, you know how all the planets are named after Greek gods? What if our God, what if all of them were in charge of a planet? And our planet Earth was the only one to survive, and all the other planets dead because those gods like just fucked it up, and our God got it right. I was like, oh, that is a really interesting theory, Mom.
That is a wild theory, especially given the fact that our planet has so many different names depending on which culture you go with.
Right.
So you've got Gaia, you've got Terra, and most of which are women.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Because Mother Earth. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big proponent.
I've been deep diving about Musk's 11 children right
now. We went on a religious tangent, and you've been deep diving on Elon Musk's 11 children.
I was told to vamp, so I did it.
You did an incredible job.
All right, bringing us back around. What is Melon's children like?
All right, so the first one of the 11 is actually dead, which I knew his first kid died of SIDS, which is sad.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And his name was Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had twins, Griffin and Xavier, but Xavier's real name is Vivian. Mm-hmm. That's his trans daughter, whose last name is Wilson, because
she was like, fuck you.
Fuck that dude.
Then he has triplets, Kai, Saxon, and Damien. They're 17. And then started his shit with Grimes, where he had X Ash says 12, which they just call X, the one with who's named that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
we all
yeah.
know. We all know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Right.
The artist formerly known as X.
The
right. Azure Strider, Exa Dark, Side Reel.
Exa Dark or Exa comma Dark?
No, that's her name. Exa is her first name. Dark is her middle name.
Okay.
And Sidereal is her other middle name.
Exa Dark Sidereal?
Musk.
Fuck off.
Then we've got Techno Mechanicus.
Fuck off.
And I think that was it. We did it.
I'm still reeling at Sidereal. What in the Tolkien bullshit is that?
All of his children hate him.
I hope they all hate him. Oh no, Vivian hates him.
Smith. Dave Smith. My name is Dave Smith.
Just all of them. Just, you know, I hope they all go the Cher route not only do they all change their first names, but they all drop their last name entirely. No last names, like just Dave.
Tim.
Yeah.
Just Dave.
Just in fact, Dave. On the official document, it says just Dave.
Ready? Yeah, yeah. Ready?
Yes.
Content. What have you been reading, watching, or listening to lately?
A bunch of our TV shows are starting back up.
Oh, thank God.
We've been on that.
Yeah.
Those Bandwagons with Ghost and Better Off Dead. And no, not Dead Yet.
Not Dead Yet.
Better Off Dead's a movie from the 80s. $2. No, that's One Crazy Summer.
We're just talking about Better Off Ted, which was one of the best shows of all time.
I want it to come back. That would be...
I can't imagine that they would make it... that it would have the same magic, you know?
I will admit, yeah, it might be too long, but I think it's something that deserves... Maybe a spinoff of what we see, like, Ted after he's, like, retired from the company and the weird stuff that he... Because he can't stop because he's just that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, Portia is over here doing her thing. And she's still a badass bitch and also hasn't aged a day because she's secretly an immortal witch.
Right.
I would watch that.
I've been watching a lot of BritBox, as everyone knows.
Uh-huh.
So Death in Paradise is back on.
Okay.
And I started watching McDonald and Dodds. And they are like little movies. It's an hour and a half long crime episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's super quirky and she's like super ambitious young female cop, but like she's in charge.
Yeah.
And that has been delightful. So
I read Tomboy. These are the Outcasts of the Ton series. So I read Tomboy of the Ton and then Ruined by the Ton. They were both amazing. I loved them. Ruined by the Ton was incredible because it was completely different from any, like, I didn't know where the book was going. I mean, obviously I did because it was a romance novel, so it was going to a happily ever after. But like on the way there, I wasn't totally sure what was going to happen. And so that's always a delight. I read a book called Stowaway and Silent Song, which is a reverse harem novel. And Shannon, it's so great because she's a pirate captain. No, she's not a pirate captain. She's a non-pirate captain. She's just a captain of a ship. And her reverse harem with all of these different creatures are all sea creatures. So we only have met two of her partners so far. One is a siren and the other is a selkie. So instead of having, you know, your classic wolf shifter, you know, dragon shifter, whatever, incubus, whatever thing is going on. No, we have fucking sea creatures that she is in a harem with. And it's good. I'm into it. I totally love the siren. He's great. He whip it, but he still is. So that's why he's Silent Song. He's a Silent Song siren. He can't sing his song, but like he's very sweet. Okay. So those are books I read that were good. I also got some recommendations on Reddit.
So you read and listen.
Yeah, I do.
To books, right?
So I do.
You're always like triple fisting.
Yes.
Right. Cause you drive 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
Plus when you get ready.
Yeah.
Plus read at night.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. The Will Darling Adventures by KJ Charles. Adorable. That's the one I was telling you about today where it takes place in 1920s Britain. And this guy, you know, was in World War One and he comes back and he can't find a job anywhere. And he doesn't have he's just like everybody where they can't, like, things aren't going great. And he reaches out to his uncle and his uncle owns a bookshop and he ends up taking over his uncle's bookshop. And then he gets caught up in these like things, you know, political intrigue, spy stuff. And it's really cute, but also gay. There's gay love.
That actually sounds freaking adorable.
It is freaking adorable.
Yeah. And what, so I don't read romance novels, but I like to read like the synopses for them. Uh-huh. Just like, it's like, oh, that was good enough for me.
That's fun.
And
but I mean, it really is.
And I found a thing on TikTok recently about this woman. She writes romance novels, but it is intentionally trying to destroy the romance novel tropes. It's a book called Just Stab Me Now.
Uh-huh.
And what it is she's writing this book, and what she's doing is she has written an author into the book who is writing a romance novel who is able to interact with her main character.
Mm.
And so her main character is aware that she's in a romance novel, a la Stranger Than Fiction.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a thing, but there's actual interaction back and forth between the author and the main character.
Nice.
And so the author keeps referring to a certain certain character as like, oh, and don't forget, as you're writing, you're sharing a saddle with your hot enemy. And like, he's like, can you stop calling him that? He has a name. His name is Leo.
Yes, your hot enemy.
So the posh guy. The main character is not posh, right? The posh guy who he has the crush on, who's the spy, you know, they hook up. And so then the main character is like, do I bring up what happened? And then he goes, thank God they were British. He took a deep breath. Cup of tea. So, it was so great. It was so cute. I loved
cuppa?
It. Yeah.
You need a cuppa?
Right. Like, he's like, I don't know if I need, if we
shall
talk.
Shall I do press your, press your trousers for you while I make a cup of tea?
Do we talk about this? I'll just offer him a cup of tea. That, like, I loved it. It was so good.
My Kraken book didn't log, and I don't know why.
Oh, no. I listened to Nevermore Bookstore. It was terrible. I hated it. Would not recommend. That woman did not know what book she was writing. She had no fucking idea what was going on in her whole book. It was all over the fucking place. And then it gets to the end, and I was like, so this was the plot all along?
I love a good scathing book review. That was wonderful. Oh my God. I need more of that.
I was giving a scathing book review in line at Convocation the weekend before last, and the people standing behind me who were listening to me were like, do you have a Goodreads? Can I follow you?
You showed them, yes, here's my Goodreads.
I just do that in my head. I mean, I do have a Goodreads, but I don't ever write the reviews that I think. That would take effort.
How about what you do is when you're in the middle of a rant, you record yourself and then just type that later.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. Yeah. Or just voice text it the whole time. Just go on the rant and then fix it up.
You know what? The shortest thing is just give them a link to the podcast.
That's here.
I told them the name of the podcast when we were in line. That was the...
So. See, leave it to Amanda to say something that was already done and try to take credit for it.
No, that was a completely reasonable suggestion. But yeah, I was furious about Nevermore Bookstore. It was so bad. She had no idea what she was writing. She was like, this is a cozy mystery. No, wait, there's a love triangle. No, wait. She had no idea. And then it got to the end and it was just like... The main character proves that she really did own the rights to the building of that the bookstore was in. But I didn't know that's where that was going.
If the book, I think that that'd probably be a great book if it owned up to what it was doing. And if there was like these weird, like awkward pauses, like, wait a minute, this isn't where I want the story to go. Let's try doing it like this, and owned up to all the weird like shifts.
That'd be hilarious.
That'd be a great book. But without
it's like breaking the fourth wall. But yeah, in your book,
if you're not by not having that self awareness, yeah, I could see where that'd be absolute fucking trash.
BT Dubs, Ryan Reynolds named their fourth stand the fourth wall at their stadium.
Cute,
because. It's been out of commission for forever, so they put up some temporary like seats while they build this giant expansion, and it's the fourth wall. I was like, you go, Deadpool.
That's right.
I'm so excited for the next Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
So are we.
And I'm so far behind on like the Marvel Universe in general. Like, I don't think AJ Same and Z's. I have seen anything. I bet we're farther behind than you are. Because I don't think we've seen anything since, like, two movies after the original Avengers.
Oh, well, we watched all of those first four, like, sections, right, through Thanos and the snap and everything.
Yeah, we didn't even get that far.
We watched, I think we watched all the TV shows.
But we did not watch Ms. Marvel.
No, I didn't watch Ms. Marvel. I think that's the only one we didn't watch.
I tried.
But we watched She-Hulk, Loki, because Loki was right after that, and then Ant-Man. We haven't seen Ant-Man.
The one that was right after it was WandaVision.
Oh, we saw WandaVision. That was excellent. Fucking loved WandaVision.
WandaVision was incredible.
So good.
I started to watch the I tried to watch the Marvels. I
didn't see the Marvels.
It's on Disney Plus. Yep. I was trying to watch it.
I don't think we watched any of the new
movies.
It was
so boring.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get it. I felt so bad. I couldn't even get into it.
Yep.
That's actually one of my favorite conspiracy theories right now is that Disney is intentionally tanking all of the all the Marvel properties that star women to be like, well, look, you know, people don't want to watch all these Marvel properties that are starring
women. Yes, we
women.
Do. We're just right, superhero fatigued.
Well, superhero
we're content fatigued
for one, but also like it's very clear that like Maggie was saying with the Marvels, I've heard nothing but terrible things about that. And if they had actually given it the attention, the budget that it needed, similar to WandaVision,
mm-hmm.
then it probably could have been really good. But yeah. They're not giving them the attention they deserve. And then you also get Sony out here. Mm-hmm. I've heard nothing but terrible things about Madam Web.
Oh, yeah. I follow Mark Bernardin, who is a black writer in Hollywood, and he's buddies with Kevin Smith. He's like into all the comic books and everything, and he had posted his ticket stub of going to see Madam Web.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just scrolling. I was like, oh, Mark saw Madam Web. Awesome. And I kept going.
Yeah.
And then I got a text message from my Scott that was like, I heard Madam Web is so horrible. Everyone's flocking to the theaters to see it so they can make fun of it.
Oh my God.
And I was like, really? I'm like, let me go check and see what Mark said. And sure as shit, he was like, I think that was the worst movie I've ever seen, including Cats with that.
Worse than Cats. The realistic cat buttholes.
Yes.
Like the movie
live action Cats.
Even made furries go, ugh.
Yes. And like Mark is really like I trust his word, and I'm like, ooh. Holy shit, we need to go see how bad this is.
Goodness.
Yeah.
What were you diving into this
time? I don't know what they're doing. I haven't watched the second season of Loki yet, but I know what happens at the end.
I watched half of it. I tried to watch Echo. I told this on story on the podcast.
Oh yeah.
I tried to watch Echo.
I want to watch Echo. I haven't yet though.
But I'm an idiot and I put it on while I was grading papers. You can't just listen to that show.
No,
she's deaf.
She's deaf, so
they
a lot
speak
of sign.
Sign language.
A lot of subtitles to read, Max.
Yeah, now AJ wants to go see that one. She wants to see that one.
Yeah,
really
that's on
bad.
Disney Plus.
It's only on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. We'll have to see if we can like sneak someone else's subscription for a little bit.
I'll give you mine.
Yeah, we don't watch any of the Star Wars stuff. Mm-hmm. We don't keep up with
you could
Marvel
also just
stuff,
get it for
so.
The month and then quit it.
You're right. Yeah.
What have you been watching or reading or listening to?
I have actually been watching a lot of a show called Taskmaster, which kind of relates a little bit to you watching a lot of BritBox. Are either of you familiar with Taskmaster?
I'm not.
Shannon?
I think so, a little bit.
Yeah, so it's a game show with comedians on it. So the original version was done in the UK, and they bring on five comedians, and they go to this special Taskmaster property. They open up a little envelope. The envelope tells them what they have to do and the parameters for doing it. And it's silly things like see how many like sticks of spaghetti you can jam into a tangerine. And then after the task is done, everybody, like they watch everybody do the task, watch them fumble around in the dark, trying to do this task, things like that. And then the Taskmaster scores them and tells them, oh, you got somewhere between 1 and 5 points, or possibly disqualified because you broke the rules. Oh, you stepped out of the circle. You weren't allowed to step out of the circle. Meanwhile, also completely and absolutely degrading his assistant. So the great part about the show is that there are prizes at the very beginning of every episode. There is the prize task, and everybody has to bring in a prize, and they have criteria for that. And then the very first task of every episode is their prizes being judged based on the criteria. And then whoever wins the episode gets all the prizes.
Nice.
So, but sometimes it's like really silly things, like bring in the best thing that's kind of pointy. And so like everybody brings in these things, like, I brought this in. It's kind of pointy. It's a pine cone.
Uh-huh. I brought in a dull pencil.
Right. Yeah. And it's, so the like somebody will like bring in, is like, you know what's kind of pointy? A $50 bill. And so, or, except it's British pounds. So like, I brought in 50 pounds. The corners are kind of pointy. And everyone's like, ooh, I want that. I want that $50. But then they're all also like, but I don't want to have to take home a pine cone. I don't know what I'm going to do with that.
Imagine not wanting a pine cone.
I mean, you can just recycle it.
And so,
it's, by recycling, I mean burn it in your burn pile.
So each because it's a British show, so everything is in series.
Mm-hmm.
Each series is between 6 and 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
The later series are more episodes than earlier seasons. But what happened is every single country started making their own Taskmaster.
Mm.
So now there is their own streaming service called Taskmaster Super Plus. And it has the Taskmasters of all of the countries on it.
Oh.
Yes. The only country that doesn't have one is the United States. And the reason being...
That's funny.
So it's an hour-long show with commercials. So 45 minutes without.
That's a long game show.
So...
I mean, I know reality shows are that long, but that's a long game show.
But it's supposed to just be a comedy show. Is the because it's famous comedians that are on it. There was like Noel Fielding was on one of the series. Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, he has a new show on Apple TV. So we're going to wait till that all drops. And then we're going to go get Apple TV for a month.
just waiting in the
wings. I'm just waiting. Then I'll binge it.
But the one that we finished first was the Taskmaster New Zealand one, because AJ is just a little bit in love with the assistant. His name is Paul. And
hi, Paul.
You're
sup?
And
it's not Paul Hollywood, is it? He's on the Great British Baking Show.
I do not think that is who that is. Paul Williams, he is a stand-up comedian from New Zealand. And he does... So the assistant for the for each series is like involved in the tasks in one way or another, and Paul does everything in this kind of like, almost like confused, like a confused sheepdog kind of look on his face, and it's just deadpan the whole time. And so they'll ask him questions, and he just can't kind of answers like, all of everything you need to know is in the task. Just no reaction. And so it's one of those things, like those kind of people where they're so deadpan that it's like this glorious, exciting moment when they break. But that's what we've been watching, is that. I highly recommend it. And if you want like just like little snippets, it's really easy to find snippets on TikTok.
YouTube. Oh, on TikTok. Yeah. Okay.
It translates really well to like the vertical video format. But yeah, we've been watching a lot of that. I've been watching anime too, but it's mostly been a lot of Taskmaster, Game Changer on Dropout is the other thing that we've been watching, if either of you are familiar with Dropout.
Yes, because you are, because that was what Dungeons and Drag Queens was on. So I had Dropout for a couple months so that I could watch that.
That was good. I like Dungeons and Drag Queens.
I cried laughing multiple times. There were multiple times where I was like wheezing and tears were streaming down my face.
Yeah, Bob the Drag Queen as the Immortal Witch is absolute gold.
When she went back, when she was like, we're gonna go back and we're gonna talk to him again, like, what a ballsy move. And actually there was an AMA and Ask Me Anything in the Drag Race subreddit, and Brennan said, like, that was one of the things that shocked me the most, like, ever. Going back, they stole from this guy, right?
And
Bob
went
was,
back.
And Bob was like, we're gonna go back and we're gonna apologize to him.
And it wasn't just some guy. They're literally in the underworld.
Right.
And the person was a fucking devil.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't it wasn't just some dude who happened to also dude who happened to be dead and running a shop in the afterlife.
Yeah. It wasn't Sean just hanging out in the afterlife.
Right. Yeah. It's not Dave. Yeah. It's not Sean. This is like if you tried to pronounce the real name, it's going to sound like, you know?
I love how much he yes-anded them, like all of the ridiculous things. You know, Jujubee being like, Mark, what Mark? And he's like, Mark, Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg. And he's like, Mark Ronson. And then it was canonically Mark Ronson for the rest of the thing. Like, I loved that. I cried laughing multiple times. It was so good.
It's like, his music producer Mark Ronson. It's like, Annie's corpse. Why is he a corpse? Oh, because that was the stolen assassination attempt. Ooh. Yeah, very good.
So yes, we are familiar with Dropout because we discussed Dungeons and Drag Queens a lot.
So if you liked Dungeons and Drag Queens, have you checked out Game Changer at all?
No.
That one's also a good one. That is also a game show, but every single episode is different. So they borrow from other game shows or come up with completely off-the-wall stuff. But what it actually is a poorly veiled attempt for Sam Reich, the owner of Dropout.tv, to give his friends really extravagant gifts. So they also have, like, their Actually show, which is, like, their nerd trivia show. And it's been said multiple times on those. You need to take the game show seriously, guys. And then someone was like, on Game Changer, you can win prizes.
That's funny. I don't have to do that.
So, yeah, the main thing that we're watching right now, I guess, is comedy game shows.
Nice.
Yeah, but, you know, life is horrible, and so you need things like that to dissociate. I've been complaining about this. I did one of those book challenges, like, I'm going to read 12 books in the year from 12 different friends and take these recommendations, and I have hated every single one. I have complained about every single one. Bitch, I am here to dissociate. What the fuck is wrong with you that you are sending me recommendations about, like, rape and the fall of the
civilization
due to climate change? Although I am listening to the Farseer trilogy right now from Robin. It's not Robin Hood. What is it?
Not
really?
Robin Wright Penn.
What is her name really?
Robin Williams?
No.
Robin Robinson.
No. Hob. That's why I really want to say Hood. It's Robin Hob.
Robin Hob. Robin Hood. Robin Hob. You
know. So that is incredible, and that one is good, but also also still devastating. But that one at least is fantasy, which I like.
That. So with what you're talking about, where, like, everything right now is horrible, and we all need a break from the shared trauma, kind of a thing going on, which makes me wonder so much why so many people want to go watch Dune.
Don't watch Dune. I don't want to watch Dune.
I don't want to watch Dune either. I can't even get through the book. Even before the pandemic, I couldn't get through that damn thing. And it's one of the things that, like, I will never get over this term since I've learned it. It feels like nerd homework. Like, it's like if you don't read this, you're not a real nerd. Like, then I guess I'm not a real nerd.
Yep.
Screw you. Mm-hmm. I'll just sit here and not read Dune. I'm not going to read the...
Dude, I couldn't get through the first four pages of The Hobbit. So, like...
And I understand that. It's like, it's...
Like, why do I need a family tree? Can't we just get to the story, please?
And... But to be fair, that one started off as a bedtime story for his kid that he wrote down because his kid kept correcting him.
Well, I fell asleep. It worked.
Perfect. It did its job, and that's all we can ask of it. But Dune is on that list.
Yeah, Scott is excited to see Dune. I'm like, have fun.
I've seen six different read order lists for how to try to get into Discworld. And that feels like nerd homework, and I just can't. I can't do it. And I was like,
to the smut side, Logan.
Romance novels.
I might read the Just Stab Me Now. I might read that one because that whole concept fascinates me of the author being able to interact with the main character and is trying to lead them in this direction, and the character being like, screw you. I'm going to go stab a guy.
You should also read the Chuck Tingle novel, Trans Wizard Harriet Porber and the Bad Boy Paracerolophus.
So.
He's blushing now.
The reason I'm blushing is so I have this. There's a trend that has happened to me over the years, which is I am the token straight guy. So my friends like to take me into queer spaces without telling me that where they're taking me is a queer space.
It says Trans Wizard Harriet Porber right in the title.
I'm not talking about the book. I'm talking about being taken into a bar and not being told that it's a gay bar after, like, a server will compliment me on my top and I'll just, you know, politely being like, I like your shirt too. And not knowing that I was being hit on kind of a thing.
I want to take you to a gay bar.
Gay bar.
Gay bar.
So what happened a few years back is my friend was like, you know what? It's time. So here's what we're going to do. They have a Facebook group that is entire. It's all of their, like, just them having just the gayest conversations they can possibly have. And I've been invited into
the inner gay circle.
I have
the butthole.
And so
I am world.
I am now the token straight dude. Aww. In that Facebook group. And oh my God, the Chuck Tingle titles that they are posting in there are always so good.
And they're real titles, right, Maggie?
My favorite Chuck Tingle title, I think I said this recently because I think we brought up Chuck Tingle recently. My favorite Chuck Tingle title is Bisexual Mothman Mailman Delivers Special Delivery Package in Your Butt.
That is probably a close... To me, there's a close second for me, but I think my favorite one is being railed by an existential crisis that has taken the form of a fog monster. I might not be 100% correct on the title, but it's an approximation. It's no. Damn close.
Bisexual Mothman Mailman just makes me so happy. Special delivery in your butts.
All right.
But Trans Wizard Harriet Porber and the Bad Boy Paris Rolifus is... straight. They're straight because one's a man and one's a woman, so that's straight and that's normal. And it actually has its own magic system. It has its own like rules of magic in that world.
I have heard this, that it's a better magic system than the fake Latin bullshit that happens in freaking transphobe world over.
Yes, it is. It is. It's actually wild, and I love it, and I would recommend it. So there.
Okay. I will have to consider that at some point. First, I need to get through my other books. I got...
You'll never get through your other books. It's okay.
My TBR is so big.
My TBR is not that long, but also I am a couch potato nerd boy, and if I don't get my proper amount of game time in, I turn into a pathetic little mess.
Maggie, do we have any assholes?
Yeah, this one's an old one that I missed because I just saw the update recently, and I was like, what? So, Am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for telling my husband I told you so and laughing at him?
Never.
I, 27F, have been married to my husband, who's 28, for 2 years and gave birth to our daughter 5 weeks ago. I'll try to keep this short so I don't waste your time with irrelevant details. What happened was that our daughter came out with blonde hair and pale blue eyes, while my husband and I both have brown hair and brown eyes. My husband freaked out and refused to listen to my explanation that sometimes babies are born with lighter hair and eyes that get darker.
It's called recessive. It's also called recessive genes. So if you have any blonde hair, blue eyed relatives, my whole family is brunette.
Yeah.
Except for one child that got all the recessive genes. Mm-hmm. I have one blonde cousin from all my dad's siblings. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is brunette.
Yeah. Yeah. He demanded a paternity test and threatened to divorce me if I didn't comply.
Bye, bitch, bye.
After my daughter and I got home from the hospital, my husband went to stay with his parents for the first 3 weeks to get some space for me while I recovered, and he told them what was happening. My mother-in-law called me and informed me that if the paternity test revealed that the child wasn't his, she was going to do everything within her power to make sure that I was taken to the cleaners during the divorce. I had my sister to lean on to help me to take care of the baby during this time.
Oh my gosh. I was like, I hope she had someone staying with her, because you cannot do that by yourself.
We got the results back yesterday and my husband came home to view them with me. I was on the couch in the living room, so he sat next to me and we started to read the results. They showed that he was the father, and my husband had this shocked, kind of mortified look on his face with his eyes wide while he stared at it. I couldn't help but say, I told you so, and started laughing at him for how he looked. My husband snapped out of his shock and got mad at me for laughing at him. We argued for a bit, which was mainly him yelling at me, before my sister came downstairs and my husband shut up. After that, my husband went back to his parents' house to clear his head. And 2 to 3 hours later, my mother-in-law called to scold me about laughing in my husband's face, because apparently it was kicking him while he was down. She's also left a couple of nasty texts essentially saying the same thing this morning. I don't think I'm an asshole, but I'd like outsider perspective.
Logan, these people are trash. Like, how people who do this.
What do you mean?
Am I the
asshole? While he's down, he should be ecstatic. He just found out that it's actually his fucking kid. I would have been like, am I the asshole things?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, 90% of the time, the dude is in the wrong. Mm-hmm. And the problem is always either paranoia or fragile masculinity. Mm-hmm. Every fucking time. And the times where the woman is in the wrong, it's either racism or a severe mental health issue.
Mm-hmm. I would have been like, the kid is yours and I want a divorce.
Yep. Out.
That would have been my answer.
So she did. So this was the update. So mm-hmm. That was why I went back, because I saw the update. So after making the post, she decided to search for divorce lawyers in the area with her sister. She found one, met with one, willing to do virtual consultations. The ex was not talking to her at all, but she did reach out to see if he was okay. Eventually, once he got served, the ex came back to their house, tried pleading not to go through with the divorce. He said he loved me more than anyone and that we could do couples therapy. During this, my ex slipped up and admitted to cheating on me the first time he left me. So in the first couple weeks, like the days after their child was born, he cheated on his wife because...
He just had to fuck it out of himself.
Right.
I wasn't clear headed.
He said he got caught up with his coworker when he was trying to explain his weeks long absence. At first, I didn't realize who he was talking about, but my brain kicked back into gear and asked if getting caught up with her was code for that he fucked her. He stumbled over his words, tried to dodge the question, but he seemed to realize that I wasn't going to let up on this pretty quickly. So.
Bye. Just bye.
Bye.
Like, what a fuckwit at that point.
It's called recessive genes, assholes. And yeah, some babies are born blonde and end up brunette.
Like, if you're that attached to the fact that it is like you don't think this is your kid and you're not listening to any level of mm-hmm. reason or anything like that, not willing to wait.
The only time you get to say that is if you are two white people and your baby comes out black. That is the only time you get to say that.
And even then, there is actually still a chance that that is your fucking kid.
Yeah.
But this dude the entire time has been searching for an excuse to get out of this whole thing.
Fuck
probably
that mom.
At the beginning, like as soon as he found out that she was pregnant, he probably started freaking out.
What's grandma gonna do? It is her grandchild now, and now she's never gonna see it because she's a cunt.
Oh, she was, yeah, I mean, yes, she continued trying to harass her about the divorce. Like, she, you're, grandma, you're just digging your fucking grave on this.
Yep.
Fuck off. Oh, also, apparently the mother-in-law was never told that she owns the house and that her ex doesn't at all. So, that is also hilarious.
Oh, it's the house is in her name?
Yeah. Awesome. Not his. So, it says, my mother-in-law most certainly knows that now since my ex is now living with her.
Girls, put the house in your names, girls.
At what point does the mother-in-law, specifically the mother of the husband, like, how do they not at some point like have a moment of introspection to realize that like wait a minute, am I being one of those mother-in-laws?
They don't get it because their son can do no wrong. So those are the brainwashed moms.
I am so glad that I don't have a mom like that. That if I were like, hey, I think that this absolutely absurd, wild thing is happening, that my mom would look me right in the eye and be like, are you well? You need to take a step back and reevaluate and would not immediately side with me.
Right.
That's...
All right. Then this one, I don't have to read the whole thing. Am I the asshole for telling my friend that she's ruining her child's life with the name that she gave her?
No.
They named their child, their daughter, Giulietteie, pronounced Juliet.
G-U what?
Giu.
There is absolutely no way that is pronounced Juliet.
And her middle name is Mahriya. Juliet that. Maria. Now you're going to look at it. Juliet's right there in that. Juliet Maria. G-H.
Gith Yankee Mirage. I've been Juliet. I've also been playing Baldur's Gate. So like Mahriya. Anything like that looks...
Mahriya. Mahriya.
Juliet.
Juliet. No, G-H-I-U is how they do Juliet in like...
We did have an exchange student, Juliet. No,
but it's...
Julia from Italy, and it was G-U-I-L-A.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's how they spell it in Italian. Italy, just like
that's
Italian.
What I am. Right.
Yeah.
Just like my first name, even though I go by Logan, my first name is Sean, but it's the Irish spelling, and all that is the Irish for John.
Mm.
That's all it is. Like, so that's the Italian spelling for that. That whatever that is.
Juliet Maria, obviously.
That is out of a... If you say that actually correctly, I'm pretty sure you summon an old
one. And I walked for 4 days to...
you summon a demon.
Yeah, you summon a Lovecraftian freaking horror.
Eldritch horror! Eldritch horror!
And that... No, there is no way. Absolutely not G-H-I-U.
So, what was the summary? Like, what did the parents, the friend got mad at her?
Yeah,
she was like,
pissed.
You're an asshole.
So she was like, I told her that the spelling of a simple, beautiful name is going to ruin that girl's life. She got mad and told me to stop ruining her mood and that I was being mean. And then she said,
no, I'm being the reality check no one is giving you.
And she also even reached out to her friend's husband. Like, the whole thing got, you know, wild. And he said that he thinks the spelling is cute and it makes her unique. Yeah, you're so unique.
You know, Juliet's a pretty unique name these days. I don't know
convince
anyone.
Convince me that that's not pronounced Guiletti.
Guiletti.
Oh my God, the Eldritch Horror is here!
Sorry, I did not mean to summon the Eldritch Horror.
That's hilarious.
Where's the cat? We'll get the cat to just kind of like do that dead-eyed stare that she's been doing at me since I got here. That'll scare it away.
Everybody said, not the asshole, you're right. kids do not like respond well to those kinds of unique names. No. Like that's not. And everyone was like, she's going to change the spelling to just J-U-L-I-E-T yeah. at some point.
She's going to get to school.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's what.
Just I mean, like what right. happened with my daughter, Catherine, with a K. Oh, do you go by Kate, Catherine? Sure. Yeah. Does my daughter go by Kate?
Never before.
No, never teacher. Before in her life.
No. It's her school name because her teacher suggested it.
My ears ringing now
yeah.
from rage.
Yeah.
It.
Shannon, do you like the name Kate? Would you have ever named your child Kate?
If I wanted to name my daughter Kate, I would have named her Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Kate mm-hmm. Middleton Wilhelm. Like that's what I would have done. Okay. Name's Catherine.
The teacher.
We had always envisioned, and by we, I say Maggie and I, not my husband, that we'd call her Cat. K-A-T. If she had a nickname at
I
all.
Used to call her Cat.
Yeah.
And she said to me, what did she say to me?
My name is Catherine.
No, she said Catherine, because that's how
Catherine.
She pronounced it. My name, Catherine, because that's how she pronounced it then. Catherine. Yeah. And told me to stop calling her Cat.
Catherine is going to be the next one of the next NPCs in my Dungeons and Dragons.
Catherine,
yeah,
K-A-P-H-E-R-E-N-E.
Yeah, and then and she when she's feeling lazy, goes by Caffrey.
Kitty Calf.
Kitty Calf.
Just call me Calf.
Kitty Calf.
Kitty Calf.
So, Logan, do you have anything else that you would like to say or plug or share?
Oh, goodness. Things that I would like to say. Thank you for having me today.
Thanks for coming
This has
out.
Been a lot of fun. This is a good reason to stay up way past my bedtime.
It's not that late. It's only 10 p.m.
I know it's only 10 p.m., but normally I'm up at 4:30 in the morning, so normally I'm in
bed
at 9.
You get to sleep in.
Tomorrow. Yeah, I do get to sleep in, but I do have to try to learn tomorrow. And as far as plugging, I don't think I have anything to plug.
That's okay. You don't have to. You're not required to.
Bitchin'.
Is this our fancy episode? Did we forget?
It's time now. No, it is time. We know that it is.
I think it is.
We know that it is.
There's a fancy thing?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
It's episode.
Logan, you are so excited.
It's episode number
369.
369. Damn, you're fine. You shuck it, shuck it to me one more time. Getting low. Getting low. Getting low. Getting low.
Getting low. Getting low.
Getting low. Getting low.
To the window.
To the wall.
To the wall.
A sweat drop down my balls.
All you bitches crawl. Oh, skeet skeet motherfucker.
Oh, skeet skeet goddamn.
Goddamn.
Oh, skeet skeet motherfucker.
Oh, skeet skeet goddamn. It's the most specialist episode
ever. Oh. I'm so excited.
I realized it 2 episodes ago, and then we've been singing it every single time since then. Because in preparation, you are so welcome. You're so welcome.
Meant to open with that.
Oh,
I forgot. That's okay.
No, I always just
you're gonna close out with
yeah,
that.
We're just
that's
gonna
what mixing is for. That's what mixing is for. You can just throw it at.
Let me see you get low, get scared, get scared.
Funny side story from when
back
I was
it
in
up,
college.
Babe. Shake your thing, babe.
Funny side story, when I was in college, this guy was at a party and these two girls were like, just like fighting mm-hmm. with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks up to them and he goes, stop!
Hammer time!
And he goes, and wiggle with it. And they were so mad.
Stop!
And wiggle with it.
And stop! And wiggle with it.
But they stopped. Because he yelled it at them. And then there was a long pause, and he goes, and wiggle with it. And they were so mad.
But it stopped them fighting. It worked, right?
It worked. It worked.
He directed the anger to himself.
And that, you know what? That's another thing to add to stop, because I've seen the meme of, I don't know what to do when someone says, stop. Do I collaborate and listen? Is it hammer time? is it in the name of love?
And wiggle with it.
And now we're going to add wiggle also, to it.
Yeah, why isn't it wiggling stop it? And wiggle with
wiggling
it?
With it?
Is it what time to wiggle with it? I don't
collaborate
know.
Collaborate and listen? What are we doing?
All right. Yeah, great question.
All right.
All right, you guys, find us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, and Pocket Casts. Also, if there's someplace else you want to listen to us, please let us know so we can add us to that stream. You can interact with us on Instagram at our show Instagram at That More Thing. And you can find me on Instagram. I am Maggie at Actual Maggie May.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 369.
Damn you, fine. Shake it one more time.
Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Jävla fitta.
This has been a That More Thing production with original music by the Jesse Brown Experience. Find Jesse on Bandcamp at the jessibrownexperience.bandcamp.com. Listen to That More Thing on Podbean, Pocket Cast, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.